Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. Brian Baldinger will join us in a moment. The music's really loud, and the song just keeps going. There we go. Is Fritz even in there?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Okay, all right.
My mic's not on. Yeah. Just talking.
Oh, this guy.
He was on the phone.
He only had 7 minutes to get ready for it. It's like, come on, man. When we are joined by Baldy, the Odyssey NFL Insider. He is also host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I have to say, Broads was on one today. Too many topics with Broads, I think, today.
Yeah, it was a lot of topics. Yeah.
You know, we had Jalen. We had his wife like and eat the gabagool. Here he is. Brian Baldinger joins us now. Hey, Baldy. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Baldy?
We're doing good, except for football team's not doing great. We're doing fine, though.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you a challenge for the first question.
Okay. All right. Let's go, Spike.
Here's my challenge. Give me one thing, one piece of information that would make, based on what you have seen, that would make me optimistic about the rest of the Philadelphia Eagles season.
Field goal kicker's pretty good.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Maybe you should kick extra points rather than go for 2-point conversions.
Right.
If you just base that question, Spike, off what we saw last week in Chicago, you wouldn't say anything is good.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen anybody do what Chicago did to Philadelphia in a long, long time. I don't know the last time I saw a team just pound another team in Philadelphia on their field like that. I can't recall.
So it happened on both sides of the football. We'll start with offense. I guess just a top line macro question. What is wrong and why can't they move the football?
Well, they don't move, in order to move the football, I mean, it usually starts on the ground. You got to move the line of scrimmage, and they don't move the line of scrimmage. It's almost kind of like, honestly, like I'm a fan of the tush push. I like it. You know, I think it's Philly's own. They've developed it, and they've been good at it. But, on third and one, sometimes you just want to go knock the hell out of somebody, rather than try to tush push it, and you ball gets, ripped out of Jalen's hands and change the whole game. But, they're not moving the line of scrimmage. So that starts. And then, look, Chicago had success playing just a blitz zero look, and Jalen wasn't good against it. For whatever reason, he wasn't good. I mean, he had, Devontae's going to score a touchdown if he hits him in stride, the first time the ball is thrown. And then he's just late. He's just late with his throws. He sees it sometimes, and then he's late sometimes with it. And in this league, if you're late with the ball, I mean, it's just going to, these guys move too fast. They're going to close in. And so third and six, you throw a ball late to A.J. Brown. They tackle him for a 3-yard gain, and you got to punt. So, some of it is the line of scrimmage. They're not doing good, obviously. Saquon goes from averaging 5.8 yards a carry a year ago to 3.7 yards a carry. I don't think Saquon has physically gone that far backwards, but it's just watching these games. I mean, they're not moving the line of scrimmage. And that was not a good run defense in Chicago at all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Baldy. I didn't expect much resistance from this Bears team, but give them credit. They showed up, and they certainly dominated on the line of scrimmage. How much of that do you think, from an Eagles offensive standpoint, that not having Lane out there is either limiting what we can do or just hampering what we're able to do?
Well, I mean, look, Lane is the gold standard at right tackle in this business. I'm sure just getting in the huddle and seeing Lane there, you feel a whole lot better about your whole team.
Mm-hmm.
He just gives you that kind of confidence. I haven't seen a guy beat him all year. And then there's a trickle-down effect, Ike, you know, where, okay, Fred's now the starting tackle, and, you know, you don't have the same, you know, six offensive tackle formation that you had when Fred would go in there and play that, you know, that third tackle or tight end position. So you kind of lose that. So there's a little trickle-down effect to it. But, you know, there's nobody that can cut off the backside in the run game the way nobody can run like Lane. Nobody can cut off on the backside the way he can.
Yeah.
So backside blocks are just as important as frontside blocks. And so you're not getting the backside cutoffs either that you're used to seeing from Lane. And, you know, there's really nobody better in this whole business than that. So there is some of that for sure. And really the record with or without Lane kind of speaks to that to a great degree. But it doesn't absolve them from still not being able to move the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm also starting to notice something, too, that Jalen, it started in that Cowboys game, and I saw it a little bit in the Chicago game, leaving the pocket early, leaving the pocket when pressure appears to be there versus stepping up in the pocket and making throws. I know that's been an issue in the past. I'm just wondering if he is dropping his eyes versus sitting in there and seeing things, and he's feeling pressure that isn't there sometimes.
Well, he's been guilty of that, Ike, there's no question, in the past.
Yeah.
He's guilty of that now. It's hard to say he should have seen this, he should have seen that. I mean, we don't know what the reads tell him to do. We don't know what he's been coached to do. So, like, I don't like to play a guessing game.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, A.J. Brown's their go-to guy. You know, you got a third down play, and A.J.'s in a crosser. And, you know, they basically run the play for him. They're clearing out the other side, throw the ball to A.J., get it to him in stride. He probably scores a touchdown in that game against Chicago. And I don't know what Jalen was looking at. Like, he's not looking at A.J., and then the pressure gets to him, and he kind of dumps it, tries to get it to Goddard, and it's too late. You know, there was a lot of third down stops there where, you know, you got to stay on the field on third down, and I thought there was opportunities. So some of it is certainly on Jalen and what he's looking at or what he isn't looking at for sure.
So before we get to the defense, because that was a stunning display from them as well, last thing on the offense is there has been, both nationally and here, a focus on the play calling. When you're watching it, are you saying to yourself, what's going on with the play calling, or does it seem more like the plays are there and they're not making them?
I thought I have seen that before, Spike. I've seen that. But I didn't think last week it was play calling. I mean, they put a play in to start the third quarter that was, you know, you could tell it. They're trying new things. They have two backs in the backfield. They, you know, they fake it, you know, to one, and they throw it to Saquon. Saquon doesn't look like he knows the ball's coming to him. And it looks just like an ugly play. I'm sure everybody was booing. The people that, you know, had already gotten their beer at halftime, you know, I'm sure they were letting them know about it. And it just seemed like a weird play. But for the most part, I thought there was opportunities to make a lot of plays last week. And they didn't get them done. And so I don't want to – I could have done that with other games with Kevin where it looked like I could call this play out, you know. You know, just from watching it. But I thought there was a lot of opportunities last week, especially in a 10-9 game. There was a lot of opportunities to go win that game in the second half, I thought.
So over to the defense, you know, there have been times this year where teams have run on the Eagles, but it has never looked like that. So when you're watching that back, were they just dominated physically? Like, what caused the Bears to be able to run on the Eagles the way they were able to do it?
Well, there was no run fits. I mean, you know, the goal line touchdown run by an un guy, I don't know what Jalen Carter's doing. He's going upfield, out of his gap, chasing a quarterback, maybe on a bootleg. But, I mean, just open up the gap on the goal line. You just don't see goal line defenses like that. Goal line defense, you just plug your gaps. You know, you just penetrate as much as you can and you make it hard to score. And they just, Monungai walked in. But, you know, some of those runs, DJ Moore's in the backfield, they made it look like that was a big deal. You know, like they're covering, like the ends are covering DJ Moore coming out of the backfield, and they're running the split zone and just open up the backside. I mean, you know, I think Darnell Wright's a good player, but he looked like he was, you know, Anthony Munoz out there. You know, Larry Allen, you know, I mean, he was just caving in the whole side. And nobody seemed like the run fits were awful. Like, where were they? Yeah. Like, and then the tackling was atrocious by everybody, whether it was Sidney Brown, you know, Blankenship. I mean, the tackling was atrocious. So, you know, runs that went for 30 yards or 17 yards should have gone for 5. So, but, you know, up front, you know, that's where it all starts with. You should be able to put a blindfold in week 13 on guys, and they know exactly where they're supposed to be. And that wasn't the case.
You know, this is just dumb regular guy analysis like me and not tape yeah. like you. It looked like a team that let go of the rope to me. You know, it just, I haven't seen the Eagles physically dominated like that in a very long time. And they have that, given all the injuries, they still have, they should not look the way that they looked. And that was the thing that felt bad to me. It just felt like a team that wasn't there mentally.
Well, I would go further. Like, did they hit anybody in that game? Did you hear one hit? Did you see one hit? Like, we just watched Christian Ellis lay out Jackson Dart the other day.
Man.
Illegal hit.
Yeah.
Like, illegal hit, right, Ike?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he sent, like, what? I didn't see a single hit in that game.
Yeah.
You know, like, did anybody want to hit anybody? I know it's Black Friday. Maybe everybody thought we should be, like, shopping at the Cherry Hill Mall or something. But, like, I didn't see a single hit in that game. Like, nobody smacked anybody.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what Philadelphia, I mean, you can, Philadelphia fans have seen bad football, but at least if we see some hitting out there, like, you know, we're going to be a little bit more charged up than what they were. Like, I didn't see a single hit in that game.
I agree.
So we don't see much of the Chargers. We play the Chargers on Monday night. What are we looking at in that game? Like, from an opponent standpoint, like, what kind of a team is it? What can we take advantage of? And what do we have to worry about the most?
Justin Herbert just had his hand surgically repaired. I don't know, left hand. But I don't know, handing off the ball or taking a snap, if that's going to be an issue. That's one thing.
Yep.
It looks like he's going to play. But, you know, he just have surgery. They might want to test, like, how good that, you know, the sewing of that surgery is. Just test it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they're playing two backup tackles in there. It's not what it was. They're playing a fourth team running back, Kalani Vidal. But they better take the kid serious now.
Yes,
he's
sir.
300-yard games this year as a backup. I don't know if Amarian Hampton's ready to go net or not. But he's a big time back if he is. They play two defensive tackles at fullback. Matt Locke is one of them. He's 315 pounds. He's a lead blocker. You know, he kind of does everything, a little like Patrick Ricard of Baltimore. Defensively, they got a kid right from West Philadelphia, you know, high school, Pierre Tart. Kind of anchors the middle, but, you know, Deion, you know, Derwin James and Khalil Mack and, Denzel Perriman, Dayon Henley, like all those guys will smack you. They're all good players. I mean, it took two plays last week for Khalil Mack to get the ball out of Geno Smith's hands. The guy's got 36 forced fumbles in his career. Like, you better, you know, be able to buckle it up against that guy. He's got heavy hands. He's got great power. You know, he's on his way to a Hall of Fame career right now. So, Derwin James, number three, like, the closer he is to the line of scrimmage, the more damage he gets and more damage he does. So, they're good physical defense. They play a lot of press man coverage, young corners, Tarheeb Still, like, you know, some of these guys are young, but they're used to, like, manning you up on the outside. So, you're going to get some one-on-ones for sure for Devontae and for AJ in this game.
All right, Baldy, thanks as always. We will talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, you got it, guys. See you, man.
There he is, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. As Baldy was talking about that game, I was trying to think of a way to describe what that game looked like to me in a personal way. It's almost like if we had to show up and do the show at 8 in the morning one day.
Right.
Like, and nothing, everything looks the same, but oh, I forgot to do this. Yeah. I forgot to. Saquon just getting hit in the head with that pass, which is what happened, or the Devontae Jalen thing. And this is not an excuse, but and everyone just doesn't have the same energy that they normally have.
I think that was a big part of it.
It just felt wrong. The whole game felt wrong.
It and this is not an excuse, but it seemed like to me they allowed what happened in Dallas to carry over into the game against Chicago. They weren't ready to play. It took a while for them to get going, and it seemed like they got a little jolt of energy when Jalen finally hit AJ for that touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? They got a little jolt of energy there, and then you get the pick from Jalix Hunt, and then boom, we fumble it.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, that stuff is deflating to a team that's struggling to get things going right. They may not even know it consciously. It may be happening subconsciously, where you lower you hang your head, shoulders slumping. It's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
And I do wonder if being on the road for Black Friday is better, because obviously
I said that last week.
You have Thanksgiving at home.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, we can still
they
have.
They had all their families in town. Chicago, they're traveling here. They don't have to worry about cooking for family. They ate together at the hotel together. They're locked in. They're focused. This is a playoff game for them. This is their Super Bowl. They're about to play on national TV against the defending Super Bowl champion. Let's show what we got. Whereas the Eagles are like, man, we just blew a 21-point lead in Dallas. Family's here. Everybody's licking their wounds. The family's telling y'all to be all right, baby. Y'all all right. You won the Super Bowl. So instead of being angry and ready to take the field Friday to get a W, it's like, Chicago, we don't really, whatever.
It's not a rivalry.
And that's how they played.
Yeah.
I can't believe the defense played like that Friday, man. The offense we've been yelling about all year being the same way.
Yes.
The defense, the last two games, they've been run up and down the field, explosive plays everywhere. It just has not looked like the defense under Vic Fangio that we have become accustomed to watching. Is Zach Bond plays Friday?
That goes to what Baldy said. Can you remember one big hit?
No.
Jordan Davis had a big stop.
Kobe. We love N'Kobe. Yeah. He normally makes a big hit somewhere.
Can't think of one.
Nope.
When you looked at the schedule before the season, nobody looked at this Chargers game. Yeah, it's a good team. It's Monday Night Football. But nobody looked at this game saying, boy, that is a big game. Well, this game on Monday night now,
gotta have it.
This is do or die. We talk about must win, all that kind of stuff. This isn't one of those games. Well, this isn't one of those games that you can go in and say, hey, we lost 27-24, but we saw some good things.
No.
It's like, no.
Nope.
They have to win the game now. They have to win this game.
Damn Cowboys are on our heels.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah.
You know, a little push from a team that, you know, that's just challenging you for the division. Jerry Jones pretty much came out and said it. We gotta run the table and win a division to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and they do.
And you know what they're relying on? Us folding.
Yes, they feel it.
Yep.
They feel it. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant? Nope. Anthony. Anthony's got 3 seconds. 2, 1. All right, nope. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Nick.
What up, Nick?
Being here. But before I get into what? Just to hear.
I didn't hear what you said.
Can my team get a real offense before I get into that?
Okay.
I got to do some house cleaning. I haven't talked to you guys since last week.
Mm.
So, Spritz, you broke the funeral chain. I mean,
it's my first time in a procession. Log.
When you're born, listen, when you're born and, you know, as a man, as a boy, your testicles drop, like,
all right,
you automatically know the universal rules of driving.
Well, in a funeral procession? I mean, look, I knew the idea. Well, it was the execution.
Also, Nick, he said it's his first time doing it. It's drive in a straight line and don't stop. It's not.
Follow the car in front of you.
It's like the Eagles' offense of driving. You know, there's only one play.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
Again.
Run the ball.
Hold on. I knew heading into it what the game plan was. But once I got out there, I froze a little bit.
Jill, are you switching up Jalen at the line of scrimmage? Is that what you're doing?
I'm running a Jalen offense.
Yeah.
They gave you one, a little
conservative.
They gave you two plays, ball left, run ball right, and then you got up there and you forgot A and B.
Yeah, well, listen, I got caught by the red light.
Well, thank God the GPS didn't break the same
exactly.
time. Because then you would have just drove in circles on Westchester Pike or whatever. Now, Spike, I was watching, I give my wife one TV night. Like, I pick all the drama movies, you know, did Task, did all that, did all those TV shows. But I give her a little something, right? So last night was The Voice. We recorded on Monday, watch it on Tuesday because we don't like commercials.
Okay.
This dude got on there, and this is what he sang. Long neck. Beer never broke my heart. That was a lyric.
Yeah,
that was a chorus. It wasn't a lyric. Long neck beer never broke my heart.
I know these the idiots.
Long neck ice cold beer. Come on, man.
All right, ice cold beer. That's right.
My ice cold. Think
that's that. Now it makes sense.
These country idiots. Yeah. All right, go on to the Eagles.
I don't care. Like I want to blame. I blamed everybody, and I'm tired of blaming people. I need my squad to show up. So you brought something up, Spike. I'm not ignoring you. Love you, brother.
No, go ahead.
I'm afraid of you. No, keep it. And you beat me up yesterday. So 2023.
Yep.
The 49ers came in here and crushed our heart and spirit.
They broke the team.
Broke us.
Yep.
And then we went to Dallas the week after, and they blew us out by 30. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're telling me that the Cowboys 2 weeks ago and the Bears. Black Friday is this? So we're in that same spot now. Two bad back-to-back losses late in the year. Are we 23? Are we 25? Like, which team are we? And it looks like 23. And they can and Hockey Broads, Jalen Lover, and ESP, and all these dudes can tell me they're the best team, the best coach, best coach quarterback since they ever rolled the football out. I'm not trying to hear any of that. Everybody get on the field and show me what they got because I'm tired. I'm tired of this nonsense.
Well, you know, so we asked Jordan Mylott on Monday Elliott asked him about 23 versus this year. And he staunchly said, as he should, that it's nothing like 23. The detail within the team is not like 23 and all those things. And I believe he feels that way. Mm-hmm. But there are two ways for your car to break down. And the end of the day, your car is still broken down either way. It could be your alternator. It could be your engine. It could be whatever it is. And you can't tell me, and it's not that I don't think they're trying, but you can't tell me every week that the attention to detail is great. And then you get out there and you're the fifth most penalized team in football. Or you can't get out there, and the quarterback and the wide receiver don't know which way the wide receiver's running, and the running back doesn't know the ball is coming. Like to a certain degree, I don't really care if the detail during the week is different than 23. If the result is the same, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'll address this to Ike.
Yeah.
You said earlier this week after you got put in the corner over the weekend. You've accepted that this is who our quarterback is.
Yeah.
And you said earlier today, you accepted who this coach is.
Yeah.
You're telling me, this is not an offensive statement.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to turn around. Mm-hmm. You couldn't spell hockey on your first year in WIP, right?
That's true.
But now you're mucking and grinding with the hockey puck guy to come on at 4:30 or 3:30, whatever.
Yes. Right?
So you're telling me these adults getting paid millions of dollars. And even if you don't have a brain cell and you faked it your entire life, you can't watch tape and tell Jalen, hey, listen, we got to fake this better. We got to start copying some of the other coaches' plays because what we're doing is like, you're telling me you can't solve this.
I do believe there's a block there. There's a ceiling there. Yeah, I do believe that, Nick. And listen, I appreciate you recognizing my growth and my hockey knowledge. I certainly appreciate that. Yes, since back in those days. But I do believe with athletes, there is a ceiling to who you are as a player. Now, you can get better in some areas. I just don't know if Jalen's ever going to be comfortable throwing the ball over the middle of the field. I think he's always going to be risk averse because there's something about him. There's an insecurity there about his status to where he knows that one thing that'll get him benched or removed from being that guy is turning the ball over and losing football games. So he would much rather not do that. You can say it's a mental block or what have you, but for him, it's worked for him to get him to where he's at. And Coach Sirianni, I think Coach Sirianni, you know, obviously we didn't know him when he was coaching in Indy and some of the other places where he had different job titles. But here, the play calling aspect of the game and him being a coach as well and handling all the other responsibilities, I think it lessens him as a coach from the standpoint of how effective he is in those areas. In other words, I don't know how great of a coordinator he would be as a head coach also. Maybe he would be a better play caller if he wasn't the head coach.
Right, that's a lot to do.
Yeah, he just focused on play calling. Maybe he would be better at it then. But doing both of them is already shown it gives you a lesser effective coach in Nick Sirianni. You would admit he's been more effective as a coach doing it the way he's doing it now versus trying to do it all at once.
Nick, real quick, as we got to go, give us someone who was big in the 90s.
Dude, I mean, like Bruce, man. Bruce Willis had some
knockers. Bruce Willis.
We didn't know which Bruce
God.
You were going with.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing it for 90 years. I can't say nine generations.
Thank you for
that. Spike hates the boss.
Yeah, it's not like Springsteen was big in the 90s. So, but Bruce Willis, absolutely. Bruce Willis is a good answer.
That's when Bruce blew up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Specials, all football season at Klondike Kate's. Coming up next, the hotly contested Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Everyone's gunning for it.
We have a new number one.
We do?
We have a new number one.
Wow.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly, fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Or you can get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring in your phone. And you can also add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay, mobile plus home discount, and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone. Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.